right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So top three stories here for you real quick. The Fed is on path for another three-quarter point rise in the interest rate this month. Yep. So we've seen a slowdown in home purchases. We've seen a slowdown or a decrease in home prices happening nationwide. We've started to see a little bit of that decline. We had Christina Leavenworth on last week to talk about it, that we're starting to see it here as well. But and we're seeing an increase in inventory happening here as well. But it's still a seller's market. In other words, homes are still selling off the shelf pretty quick. I mean, when your average days on market is still 20 days, that's pretty good. I mean, you're gonna get your home under contract within 2 weeks and get it sold. You know that's really good. So, other top three stories: President Biden is going to give the cancer moonshot speech on the 60th anniversary of the JFK moonshot speech. So the cancer moonshot speech is where he's trying to launch his cancer moonshot thing, which is, look, when we did the regular moonshot, we're like, we're gonna go to the moon. We allocated tons of federal resources in order to achieve that goal of getting to the moon in a very short period of time by a specific date. President Biden is trying to launch a similar initiative, but centered around cancer and finding cures for cancer. So he's got a specific date. It's like 15 years down the road. It's a ways down the road. But he's going to address more of it, like I said, on the in a speech on the 60th anniversary of the JFK moonshot speech. And this is one, you know, how many times do we talk about government spending and a waste of government spending and stuff like that? We talk about it a lot, right? And you often talk to people both on the right and on the left who will often say something like, well, instead of spending money on that, we should be spending money on cancer research. You know, instead of wasting our money on this issue, we could have been, solving cancer. You hear it all the time. And so that is something where I'm seeing, like, I don't know where he's going to get the resources and the funds and blah, blah, blah. But I think it's it's one I think that people on both the right and the left can get behind. It's like, oh, we're going to try to tackle cancer. All right, let's get behind that. And then finally, a story we talked about last hour. Apple has debuted the new iPhone, the new Apple Watch Series 8, and Apple Watch Ultra, and their second generation of the AirPod Pro. Those are your top three stories. According to recent polling from YouGov, their tracking poll, asking people about issues that they're concerned with, by far, inflation leads everything. Everybody's concerned with inflation, whether you be a Republican, Democrat, or independent. And you had other things that were starting to pop up as concerns, like abortion. But it's like the longer you get away from the Roe v. Wade thing, the more the people are like, I'm more concerned about inflation again. Like it goes back to the inflation. So there is 31% of all people say that inflation was the top concern. The next closest was 16%. So half. So 31% of people are concerned about inflation. The next closest was only 16% saying that democracy was a concern or supporting democracy was a concern. And then everything else had under 10% of the vote. So inflation's affecting a lot of people. How is it affecting some families? We'll talk about that right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf. Go ahead, Gracie.
Well, our roads are checking in clear with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. You'll see your typical afternoon traffic on Davis Highway. That's going to be right by the interstate, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. You'll see some slowdowns as you get past the Nature Preserve. If you do see something else slowing you down or have any details for me, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate, and that's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Inflation, top concern for most Americans. And there is, and so how is it affecting a lot of families? I'm trying to pull this up here. I saw this poll once again from YouGov, and I think there's a hidden message in this poll. Okay, because on the surface, this seems like just kind of a fun poll. What is the closest you live to a family, to a member of your extended family? What's the closest you live to a member of your extended family? The largest percentage was in my city or town. So a lot of people live in the same city or town as their extended family member. Oh, okay, that's nice. 22% said, 22% said in my state. And then, and so you're like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. But then 19% coming in third, in my household. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. There's a message here. There's a little hidden message here. 19%. 19% of people say they have an extended family member living with them in their household. This could be your kids moved back in with you. It could be mom and dad, or mom or dad moved in with you. It could be grandma moved in with you, or grandpa, or both. And what I found to be interesting in this number is, according to YouGov, as they do this annual poll surveying of over 33,000 individuals, that number is increasing. That's one of those hidden things under the under inflation, right? That it's the cost of living is getting so high that now you're starting to have multiple generations living within a single household. And it's already been happening more and more and more over the years, but now it's just getting worse. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I got one more pertaining to that. Speaking of having like your kids move back in with you, a new survey found that 80% of kids, 80% of parents with kids under 35 said they'd definitely let them move back into their home if they needed to, but they would have some ground rules. 10% said they wouldn't have any ground rules. They're just, if kids want to move back in, they can move back in. But the top ground rules that the parents had was, number one, you'd have to help with the cooking and cleaning. Followed by, help pay for groceries and other household bills. Followed by, you have to get a job, or at least try to go get one. Followed by, paying rent. Now, only 27% said that they would charge their kids paying rent, but that was the fourth most like ground rule that parents would have if their kids moved back in with them. I think number two kind of takes the place of that one, where 56% said the kids would either have to help pay with groceries and the household bills. So instead of paying rent, they're just saying help with the groceries and the household bills. It's the same kind of thing. Number five, have a set time frame when to move out. So there you go. And actually, I thought this was interesting. 10% of parents who said they would let their kids move back in with them said they would give their kids a curfew. 10%. So under age of 35, so you could be 33 years old, had to move back in with mom and dad, maybe lost a job, whatever, divorce, got to move back in. And they're like, yeah, you can move back in, but you're going to have a curfew. Got to be in by 9. When the sun goes down, you got to be home. No philandering around in this house. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I forgot to give away the tickets last hour. So let's go ahead and do that now. If you would like a pair of tickets to go see the Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets at the Sanger Summer Movie Series at Sanger Theater Saturday night at 7, then just text in the word, I don't know, Give me a word. Dobby. Text in Dobby to 850-437-1620. Text it in. Gracie will select one of the winners. Just text in Dobby for a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi. Coming up next, Top Trending News. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I believe Gracie's probably still working on the. You still working on the winner for the tickets? All right, still working on the winners for the tickets. We're gonna get traffic on the fives here in about 2 minutes. But first,
now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Former President Trump's son, Eric, says it's not right that the FBI and Department of Justice took personal documents like medical records and passports from his father's home in Mar-a-Lago.
To say that the FBI can take attorney-client, you know, confidential information, right, that's protected by the U.S. Constitution out of somebody's home.
Eric Trump talked with Fox News this week about photos released by the DOJ. He says his father's a very neat guy and wouldn't have had papers all over the floor. The second suspect in the recent stabbing attacks in Canada now being taken into custody. Police in Saskatchewan say that Miles Sanderson was found and arrested. He and his brother Damian Sanderson, the two people of interest after 10 people were killed, more than a dozen others hurt. Last weekend, two Texas Department of Public Safety officers now being investigated for their actions in Uvalde during the school shooting. DPS says the officers are among five being investigated by the Inspector General's office to determine if their response to the shooting violated policy. And Bobby, Major League Baseball's Players Union now joining the nation's largest labor federation. The MLBPA, now a member of the AFL-CIO, which includes unions that represent 12.5 million members.
Yeah, I saw that. So that's, you know, they're trying to get them going, and that could be quickly one of the, if not the largest, like labor unions in the country doing minor league baseball. Pretty bizarre right there. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 aren't going to show you anything to slow down, as well as looking good on Nine Mile Road, Scenic, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway. Have some spotty traffic on 90 throughout Milton and Pace, but nothing too bad. If you do see something slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call, 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. Coming up here next, we've got, I want to update you on a big day tomorrow in streaming world. It's Disney Plus Day. And what's interesting about Disney Plus Day, it's not just an event that's on Disney Plus streaming. There's some other aspects to it as well. I'll share that with you coming up here next on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Tomorrow is Disney Plus Day. And so there's a lot of exciting things going on here. They starting here with the premiere of the live action Pinocchio starring Tom Hanks as Geppetto. There is, so starring Tom Hanks' Geppetto, that's awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. I've seen a couple of things right here pertaining to this. Then let's see here. The streaming premiere of Thor, Love, and Thunder comes out tomorrow on Disney Plus Day. There's a brand new original series called Cars on the Road. So it's a new TV series for Cars, and Owen Wilson and Larry the Cable Guy are indeed voicing the voices of Lightning McQueen and Mater. And so that comes out on Disney Plus Day. There's a new docuseries about 10 coming-of-age stories called Growing Up. That's going to be on Disney Plus as well. There's sing-along versions of Frozen and Frozen 2 that will be released. But that's not it. It's not just Disney Plus Day stuff, like stuff on Disney Plus. At select AMC theaters, there will be $5 screenings of Encanto, Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, Newsies, Cars, and Thor Ragnarok. Those $5 screenings will be going from tomorrow through the 19th. And if you're a Disney Plus subscriber, you can get a drink and popcorn combo for just $5 at these select AMC theaters. And then tomorrow only, if you want to run over to Disney World, the parks in California and Florida are letting Disney Plus subscribers in 30 minutes earlier than everybody else. And there'll be special photo ops and character meet and greets. So tomorrow's Disney Plus Day. They're trying to make it a bigger and bigger day every year. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Do we have a winner for the tickets to the Sanger Theater? Go see Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets this Saturday.
Yes, we do. It's Jamie. So congratulations, Jamie. Have a good time at the movie.
Very nice. I like it. Also, by the way, if you'd like a chance to win a pair of tickets to Florida State University Seminole football, we are your home for the Seminoles, then every week, like every home week, we will be giving away a pair of tickets on this show on Thursday nights and on Pensacola Morning News on Friday mornings. Their next home game is going to be on September 24th against the Boston College Eagles. And so just listen to this show, listen to Andrew McKay's show in the morning on Fridays, and when you hear the FSU war chant, then you'll have a chance to win by texting in. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you. The Federal Reserve is on path for yet another three-quarter point interest rate hike this month after Jerome Powell's inflation pledge to cut inflation. That's what's coming down the pike right there. And then, so that will be we don't know exactly when, but it'll be at some point this month. President Biden is going to give his cancer moonshot speech on the 60th anniversary of the JFK moonshot speech. If you're not familiar with the cancer moonshot speech, I've talked about it before, but basically it's where, he's saying, look, when we had our moonshot goal as a country, we allocated special and extra resources to get us to the moon in a short period of time. President Biden wants to do the same thing with cancer. He actually tried to launch it during the Obama years, but it just never really fully got funded and got underway. He wants to do it now. And finally, Apple debuted new iPhones, an Apple Watch Series 8 and Apple Watch Ultra, and new iPod Pro. We talked about it a little bit last hour. We'll talk about it more next hour about what those what that entails. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty, your sports hit here. Pensacola Blue Wahoos ended up losing to Tennessee last night. And Tonight's game, already postponed due to wet grounds. It's in Tennessee. They're having a lot of rain up there. So they've already postponed it. No game tonight. They're going to make it up on Friday. So they'll have a doubleheader on Friday, which, by the way, Friday will be on our sister station, Pensacola Playlist 94.5. Major League Baseball, I mentioned earlier, last hour, the Yankees and the Twins were tied going into the ninth inning, and, well, they're tied going into the 12th inning. Right now, it's the top of the 12th inning, but the Twins have a man on first and second with no outs. So they got a man in a scoring position, and all they need is a sacrifice fly, and they probably get him home. So they've got at least somebody in a scoring position right there. Bottom of the ninth right now, the Atlanta Braves are beating the Oakland A's 7-3. On ESPN Plus right now, the Chicago White Sox are beating the Seattle Mariners 6-5, top of the seventh inning. The Dodgers and the Giants is tied at 3 apiece. Right now, a scoreless between the Mets and the Pirates in the top of the first. Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Boston Red Sox, and that game is still scoreless as well. Earlier today, the Mets beat the Pirates in the first game of the doubleheader. The Rockies beat the Brewers. And later tonight, the Miami Marlins are going to be playing the Phillies. And on FS1, the Arizona Diamondbacks are playing the Padres at 7:40. U.S. Open tennis continues on tonight on ESPN. So you got women's tennis at 6, men's tennis at 7:30. MLS soccer will be on ESPN Plus at 7 with the New York club against Cincinnati.
Let's get to some of your top sports stories here real quick. See if I can get these before traffic. Larry Fitzgerald is joining the ESPN in an analyst role on Monday Night Countdown. Larry Fitzgerald, a future Hall of Famer in the NFL. Zach Wilson, quarterback for the Jets, not ready for week one. They were hoping he would be, but not going to be. So Joe Flacco will be the starting quarterback week one against the Ravens, his old team. Knox has agreed to a 4-year deal with the Bills. The tight end will reportedly make $53 million. Some of the other stories here pertaining to the NFL. Bucks wide receiver Godwin fully participated in practice today. The 49ers tight end George Kittle didn't practice today because of a groin injury. Rams wide receiver Jefferson has been ruled out for the season opener against the Bills. And Aaron Judge has set the Yankees season record for right-handed hitters with a homer, with yet another homer. He hit number 54 today, so congratulations to him. Big 12 commissioner is eyeing adding more schools out west. You know, the Big 12 just recently announced last year they're adding BYU. They're looking at more teams out west. And TFO is the first American man since 2006 to reach the U.S. Open semifinals. So congratulations to him. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roads are checking in clear right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. We do have an accident reported by FHP on Quintet Road at Aaron's Way. Not seeing any slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind. Also looking good on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something else slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola has completed 47,000 feet of ADA-compliant curb ramps, sidewalk improvements around the area. So this is something a few years ago that came out. The Pensacola was trying to, just repair sidewalks in the area, but two, also trying to install ADA-compliant curb ramps. You know, where you can have a wheelchair go up on it, or if you're blind and you don't want to have to step up onto something, or hard of seeing in general, things like that. So according to them, they since 2018, as part of the city's Americans with Disabilities Act sidewalk assessment, they have repaired approximately 47,000 linear feet of sidewalk and installed 665 curb ramps since then. And this is what we've talked about before in the past, that we need not just better sidewalks, not just improved sidewalks in the area, kind of need more sidewalks.
It's still just an odd thing that you can go through neighborhoods and there's just no sidewalks in entire neighborhoods. And it's a Southern thing. It was like that in Tennessee where I grew up too. It's just a Southern thing. We just don't do sidewalks here. It's a curb and gutter type thing. But the targeted completion date for the repairs is going to be the end of 2023. So I just want to give you an update on that. Coming up here next, we've got an update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. Plus, our top stories from FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 8 minutes. Got your Bobby's Brain teases for you. Hey, Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show. Enjoy a night of fun, fashion, and philanthropy at the 46th Annual Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation on October 27th at Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. Fashions provided by Blue Teak, Gulf Coast Cabbie Stylists, Dillard's, The Market Mainly Shoes, and The South Outfitters. The night begins at 5:30 with cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, and a silent auction, followed by a live auction and the fashion show. Sponsorships are available now. For more tickets or tickets to get tickets, go to our website, newsradio923.com. Oh, let's go to David in the newsroom real quick. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, we could see another FPL rate increase coming up here this January. The utilities filed for a rate increase citing the increased cost of natural gas. Here in Northwest Florida, the FPL's calculations say it could mean a typical $5 a month increase for people using 1,000 kilowatt hours per month. They filed that request for a rate increase with the Public Service Commission last week. And if the Public Service Commission approves it, the rates would go up again January 1st of next year.
All right. Thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Let me pull up here our top stories on FoxNews.com. There is, all right, top stories on FoxNews.com. Biden and Obama meet face-to-face as jealousy reports loom large over the White House staff. Oh, really? I don't know. I don't like the whole infighting. I don't like the internal fighting of White House or staff or chief of staff so-and-so left or what's their names? Kamala Harris's chief of staff and things like that. So, so that's the top story on Fox News, though. Here is second story on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. Liberal paper ridicules Melania Trump's sex life after the FBI raided her panties. I guess some of her belongings were taken as well. That's what happened. So now they're ridiculing her. Okay. Weird. Newt Gingrich is warning Pennsylvanians of Fetterman's dangerous politics amid Philadelphia's crime wave is happening. Now, he's the guy that's going up against Dr. Oz, if you remember. And Dr. Oz is losing to this guy. So, okay, we'll have to see what happens on that one right there. Let's see here. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Oh, yeah. Okay, we got that running mom. The runner mom who was kidnapped and now found dead. Apparently, the
slain suspect was supposed to have been somewhere. Like he had an appointment apparently that morning for parole, and he was not supposed to. According to authorities and court records, he was never granted parole. He was still supposed to be in jail. This case right here is getting more and more convoluted all the time. Because, like, wait a minute. Because first everybody's like, whoa, this guy was in jail for 20 years for kidnapping attempt already. And now all of a sudden we, you know, he gets out and kills somebody. It's like, oh my goodness. You know, and now they're saying that he was not supposed to have been released early. He was supposed to be behind bars on the day that police allege he abducted and killed that mother. Oh my goodness. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. Really no major slowdowns this afternoon. 29 and 90 also looking good. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So there is, well, we'll get Bobby's brain teasing here in a second. I do want to hit a couple of these top stories on FoxNews.com. School under fire for canceling game over Duke's questionable racist claims. Say what? This is something I've been following a little bit. There was a Duke volleyball player who said that BYU fans yelled racial slurs at her. Officials who were there said they didn't hear any of that. People in attendance said none of them heard any of that. Well, South Carolina Gamecocks have canceled their basketball series with BYU over it. And so now there's some scrutiny going on about it because it's alleged. It has not been evidenced or anything like this. So I don't know. Apparently, South Carolina lawmakers are wanting answers pertaining to this. So that's one of the top stories on FoxNews.com as well. And then it seems like we can't get away from Corinne Jean-Pierre, White House press secretary. It seems like every day she says something that's like that it becomes big in the news. So basically the White House press secretary says that Biden's soul of the nation speech, the one that all the networks didn't carry, it wasn't divisive. She said he was talking about a minority of people with extreme views. And it wasn't divisive. Oh, come on. I just covered the story yesterday. 62.4% of independents feel like his words were divisive. More than that, 20%, one out of five Democrats feel that his words are divisive. So even Democrats feel it's divisive. But I mean, her job as the White House press secretary is to spin the White House's, you know, positions. So, of course, she's got to say, it's not divisive. You guys just misunderstood what he was trying to say. Okay, sure. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
Bobby's Brain Teases. David Bowie was the first major artist to release a downloadable single in 1996. That's right. It was Telling Lies. Was the first major artist to release a downloadable single. Back in 1996. That's awesome. The Statue of Liberty's nose. The nose on the Statue of Liberty is 4.5 feet long. That's pretty long. It puts in perspective how large the Statue of Liberty is, in case you haven't seen it right there. I do like the... This is funny here. Got this from Monopoly Wiki page. The official Monopoly rules. The reward for landing on a free parking is actually nothing. But almost no one plays that way. Most people tie some sort of amount to landing on free parking. But Hasbro discourages players from making up rules like that. They say that's how Monopoly turns into a long game. If you don't make these extra rules like that, then it'll be a shorter game. The first and only G-rated movie to win Best Picture was Oliver. in 1969. 1 year later, Midnight Cowboy became the first and only X-rated movie to win Best Picture. Okay. And finally, Amazon was originally going to be called Relentless. In fact, if you go to relentless.com, it still redirects you to amazon.com to this day. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we'll get your top three stories. Plus, got to give you an update on Rebecca Jones, the Democrat candidate against Matt Gaetz. Got a little story about her coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.